News Talk 1620 WTAW. More information about the arrest of two of three men believed to have committed an armed robbery at a North Bryan convenience store last Wednesday. Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department about the series of events that went into motion that led to the two arrests, beginning with a witness outside the Handy Stop convenience store taking pictures of what turned out to be the getaway car.
On the day of the robbery, which was last Wednesday, the Handy Stop was robbed by three males who came in. They were masked. Some were wearing wigs. And they took some undisclosed amount of money and some other items from the store. When something like that happens, officers converge on the area. As time goes by, we kind of spread further out and look through the neighborhoods for any suspect vehicle description. There was a suspect vehicle description based on us getting a photograph of that vehicle. About an hour and a half later, an officer observed a vehicle that kind of matched the description, and we made a stop on that vehicle, and that's not the only stop on that vehicle that we made. I mean, we made several stops that day of similar vehicles. This vehicle happened to have some evidence from the robbery that had occurred. So at that point, we start making interviews. We start following up on other information that we're getting, which eventually led to the arrest of Michael Bradford and Anthony Reed. The officer had observed this vehicle disregarding a stop sign. They stopped that person, which was Michael Bradford, and upon investigation, at that time they didn't have enough to arrest for the robbery, but they did arrest him for several other violations, such as he was driving with his license invalid. He did not have any insurance. One of his stickers was expired, and then they also arrested him for the disregarding the stop sign. While they pinned, they did that and then continued on with their investigation.
I also noticed that at that time of the traffic stop, the officer was even able to see a familiar looking wilted broadleaf stuck to the grill and between the contents of the car, and noticing a broadleaf that also aided in the investigation.
Yes, I mean, it's very good that our officers are observant. He, again, noticed those items that were in the car. He noticed some evidence on the car that linked him to another location. So all of that culmination. And he also observed his physical type as being similar to that of what was described in the robbery. And all of that kind of led together and was able to help us get an arrest on this subject.
Can you talk about then what was found in the car that associated the people who were arrested with the robbery?
When the officer made that stop, he did observe some of the items from the robbery, which included lottery tickets and some clothing.
Clothing that was associated with what they were wearing when they were inside the store?
Yes, it was the same clothing that they were wore during the robbery, and they were able to go back, view the video, and confirm those items.
And how did the discovery of the lottery tickets in the investigation?
The lottery tickets then led to some other people that were trying to cash in on these lottery tickets. And, we followed up on that part of the investigation, and which helped us make an arrest on Anthony Reed.
And again, two arrests have been made. A third then is being sought.
It is still pending investigation at this time. This case is by no means over. They have to follow up on the rest of their leads to see if we can identify and make an arrest on a third subject.
And any idea at this point whether this group is responsible for any other crimes?
We have no evidence at this time that would link them to other offenses.
Thanks again to Officer Kelly McKeith, the Bryan Police Department, for the update on two arrests related to last Wednesday's armed robbery at the Handy Stop convenience store on Texas, north of Highway 21 in Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.